disparaging. With other audiences, you mustn't attempt to cut in with humor, as they will resent an outsider making disparaging remarks about their canteen or their chairman. Disproportionate. In Africa, where countries like Rwanda continue to work hard to improve the lives of our citizens, the damage of such stories is disproportionate to the casualness with which they are published. Disregard. Disregard the official schedule. The University of Kentucky basketball team's next opponent is not South Carolina. It's not Vanderbilt or Mississippi. It's not anybody in the Southeastern Conference. Illegal. Six people were injured, two critically, when a small boat packed with suspected illegal immigrants overturned early Saturday off the San Diego coast. Illiterate. He's an illiterate orphan, Malik El Jibena Tahar Rahim, born in France to Arab parents, his back and face bearing scars that testify to a life of violence, and it's his first time in an adult jail. Improper. Email correspondence can paint only a small part of the picture, and I am not accusing Jacobs of doing anything improper. Even so, it demonstrates his close association with the efforts of the mayor to secure the outcome he wanted. Incomplete. Any exploration of Vancouver would be incomplete without experiencing Gastown's old-world charm, cobbled streets, old-world charm, much-photographed steam clock, quaint pubs, restaurants, and galleries. Incredible. What was your breakthrough? Getting to direct the early plays of three incredible writers, Joe Penhall, Jez Butterworth, and Connor McPherson.
Restless. Why has Jerusalem been restless from the past until now?
Because it is the Holy Land belonging to Jewish, Christian, and Muslim people.